This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Resurrections are always big news. We've seen a few political revivals in recent weeks. Governor Charlie Crist of Florida, Senator Harry Reid of Nevada, Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas were all pronounced to be on the brink of political disaster. Now their careers are resurgent. But who made those pronouncements in the first place? Pundits! We know a few. Pundits are some of our best friends, so we've asked our own NPR News analyst Juan Williams to come in and join us. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning. You're mocking me as we start.
I usually wait a couple of questions, don't I? So what made pundits, with the exception of you, I'm sure, so certain that these politicians were headed down the drain?
Well, you know, you look at the heartbeat of American politics of the first part of this year, and you'd have to say that much of the energy was coming from the Tea Party movement and from conservative angst over things like the health care bill, and it was embodied, I think, in the Tea Party movement. And then you look at the whole generalized notion, anti-incumbency, people saying that they really preferred to get the incumbents out of office, that anybody could do a better job. And then you throw in things like just general dissatisfaction with leadership. You know, there's a Gallup poll just this week indicated that it's, I think, fourth major item in terms of Americans' concern after things like unemployment, jobs, the economy, and the oil spill. So that led people to think, well, there's going to be this widespread anger. And especially if you look at someone like Harry Reid, he just looked very vulnerable, low favorability ratings, high position profile as Senate Majority Leader. And so it looked like, well, he's going to get thrown out. But then all of a sudden, he gets an opponent, Sharon Angle, in the Republican, on the Republican side, who looks very beatable. And now the pundits are having to reconsider.
So part of what changes is the fact that these people running for re-election actually have to run against somebody.
Exactly. And if you take somebody like, well, not to pick on her, but Sharon Angle, you say, well, now, how is she going to play toward moderate voters and even independent voters in a general election, as opposed to playing to her base in a primary race? And if you look again at something like some of the statements that she's made, you know, things like wanting to, you know, have nuclear reprocessing at Yucca Mountain or privatizing Social Security and Medicare, you think, huh, I don't think that's going to play very well with the electorate in Nevada. And so suddenly Harry Reid looks like a man who may be well on his way to winning.
And let me ask you about the role of the unexpected, which we're always cautioned about this and sometimes forget about it. We have this massive oil spill, and you have Charlie Crist, who was considered by many pundits who have made the wrong decision politically, or a desperate one at any rate, Governor Jindal of Louisiana, who was once dismissed for having booted his chance at national exposure, giving the Republican response to President Obama. They're front and center in a very favorable role.
Again, what you see is, and this is the unexpected, the oil spill happens. Charlie Crist, governor of Florida, has been very aggressive in saying, you know, Florida didn't allow for the drilling, and we are now going to really go aggressively about protecting our beaches, standing against BP. His opponent, Marco Rubio, or most likely Republican, the Republican nominee, has been very clear in saying, wait a second, you know, I have some concerns. We don't want to demonize BP. And that just hasn't played as well. And so all of these things, changes in economic fortunes, changes in terms of response, leadership response to something like the oil spill, can change on a dime given the anti-incumbent, unsettled mood of the electorate.
And when a politician running for office is identified so overwhelmingly as having loser written all over his or her forehead, can they use that politically as a way of saying, you know, I'm not part of the establishment crowd, that's why I scare these guys that you see? Not you, of course, making these pronouncements.
Well, but I think that's exactly right. You know, you look at something like Blanche Lincoln's race in Arkansas. She was seen by the pundits and the pollsters as a sure loser to the lieutenant governor, Bill Halter, and she came back to beat him. And you say, well, how is that possible? And again, she positioned herself as speaking for real Arkansas, that she wasn't the captive of the left and she wasn't going to make sacrifices. Now she's in a tough race against John Boozman. She's again seen as someone who the polls and the pundits say is a sure loser. You know, you have to stop and think. Bill Clinton calls her the comeback kid. There are a lot of comeback kids on the landscape these days.
Okay, Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, sir.
They're not running against you, though.
No,
right?
Babe.
Yeah, of course. NPR News analyst Juan Williams.